You're listening to the audio production of Love Does by Bob Goff, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Introduction. Love Does. I used to think I needed an office to be a lawyer, but now I know all I need is an island. I do all of my best thinking on Tom Sawyer Island at Disneyland. There's a picnic table at the end of a little pier right across from the pirate ship. I suppose most people think this place is just a prop because there's a couple wooden kegs marked gunpowder and some pirate paraphernalia hung over the railings. But it's not a prop to me. It's my office. All the times I've gone, I've never seen anyone sitting at my table on my pier or any real pirates on the pirate ship. I guess that makes them my table and my pier and my pirate ship. Lawyers just decide stuff like that. While I'm willing to share my table and my pirate ship, truth be known, I only want to share it with people who can dream. We all want to have a place where we can dream and escape anything that wraps steel bands around our imagination and creativity. Tom Sawyer Island is a place where I conspire with people, where immense capers have been launched, and where whimsy runs wild. The return address of many of the stories you'll find in this book is, in fact, that pier on Tom Sawyer Island. What I like the most about Tom Sawyer Island is that it's mine. I'm a good sport about sharing it with other kids and visitors, but the whole thing is mine nonetheless. Something happens when you feel ownership. You no longer act like a spectator or a consumer because you're an owner. Faith is at its best when it's that way too. It's best lived when it's owned. I have a season pass to Disneyland, and I can take a train there anytime I want. If I want to take a friend, I have an old classic motorcycle with a sidecar, a Harley-Davidson Springer Softail. I keep it in the garage for special occasions. It's the kind of motorcycle...